something went on here and something went on there.
This time on TNT.
We debrief on the cruise, yeah.
We also have a game called TNT Confrontations.
And we play another new game called Bailey. That's all coming up right now on TNT. Yeah, well, I guess the thing I like best about it is that how casual we're keeping things, you know.
You look so beautiful there with
this. Yeah, well, you don't have to label it. Yeah, just kind of we hear from each other maybe when we hear from each other, you know.
I don't know. Is it sunny out or is it just one of those kind of love?
Why don't you do you and I'll do me and maybe we'll regroup at some point. Yeah.
These eggs are delicious. They taste so good. Hey, hey, Bon.
There's a to-go package here. Why don't you take them with you?
Bon, when we get back to shore, when I'm back in the tune, I was thinking of maybe, you know, maybe moving closer to you, to just be, because I really want to be around you.
I was thinking of moving too, to somewhere, even further away. Unfortunately.
Ah, Bon, what do you mean?
Folks pointed out, don't worry, Bots, this whole episode isn't going to be another cruise ship. That was a fake out. I feel like I'm glad that it's us, and I feel like we really need the chance to discuss and debrief what happened in 107.
Yeah, for sure.
Because people had strong feelings about it, which was awesome. People were kind of asking how it came to be or what our process was, mm-hmm. which we're happy to share. But one thing that jumps out at me is people said, Bonnie sounds like Wayne Rostad. Yeah. And, yeah, I guess it's true, but... Yeah, but the difference with Wayne Rostad is Wayne Rostad tends to be up here. There are more hills and valleys than Wayne Rostad's voice.
Maybe if Bonnie's really losing her cool.
She goes up here. Like, it's time for you to collect your things.
Because she can't yell.
Maybe Bonnie is Wayne Rostad's aunt.
Yeah, there you go.
Because they both speak the same Ottawa Valley talk. Rostad does it's the rhythm and cadence of a newscaster, but without the inflection.
Yeah.
A popsicle stick farmhouse. They said it couldn't be done. Tell that to Tyler Mulberry from Red Deer.
He's ripping. Was this while he's ripping in the plane?
I did, yeah.
Like you see him.
No, he's on some back row doing a stand-up where he landed the plane behind him.
And he's like, we'll do it live.
Yeah.
While I'm flying in.
Yeah, because of the fog, we don't have any goddamn time to pre-tape the opening. We'll do it live on the road again. I did a thing. One of my favorite things that I ever did on Street Sense was an On the Road Again parody where Wayne Rostad shows up at someone's house and blows right past them in the door and walks up their carpeted stairs with his snowy boots on.
No way.
So like, I don't even care about you or your family. he was just blowing past them like, hi Wayne, come on in. Like, did not care about the people
running up the carpeted stairs
in cowboy boots, like snowy muddy cowboy boots. What's in the attic? I bet there are treasures here.
Pum 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 pum, pounding up the stairs.
Yeah,
huge heels.
And the guy was like at the door going like, okay, come on in.
Just like going up the stairs like a barbarian.
That was the big kick of working at CBC, was pulling together impressions of guys like that. And Lyndon McIntyre, who nobody how Lyndon McIntyre has the kind of lilt in his voice because he comes from wherever it is, Cape Breton, I believe. A no-legged hurdler, a bungled burgle, a tiny turtle, and some unanswered questions. I'm Lyndon McIntyre, and this is the Fifth Estate. No. He did the opposite of News Guy inflection because he went up at the end. A bungle burgle. Coming up on the Fifth Estate.
The tight curls.
Tight curls. Curdled milk. A no-legged hurdler.
Do him how he does his hairdo.
Jerry Hurdler. Yeah, right.
Like when he goes to his barber.
When you have tight curls, you need to impress the girls. Anything with a UR in it is awesome for him. A burglar. Look at the Hamburglar. On the night of August 8th, the Hamburglar left the McDonald's in Fredericton. He did next is anybody's guess. Tonight, on the Fifth Estate.
He looks so Canadian that you'd be like, where's your great-great-great-grandfather from? He's like, across the street.
Yeah. He still lives in this house. We live under the same roof.
It's been like 50 generations.
Well, do you know, I think he became a journalist just because of the way he gets to say it. Hi, I'm Lyndon McIntyre, journalist. And now he's an author. I'm author and journalist Lyndon McIntyre from the Fifth Estate.
Speaking of authors, we just signed off on Canadianity.
Poodly beep, 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 beep. Yeah. It's so exciting, man. And what they did is sent it to us in what's called the ARC version, the advanced reading copy. Yeah. So it looks like a book.
Yeah.
Like it's laid out in pages and you turn the page. It's a page turner.
It is a page turner.
Page turner. Page Turner Overdrive is a good Canadian band.
Oh, real? Yeah. Page Turner. Sounds
Page
like a name.
Page Turner. Page was just in Halifax, bud.
What?
Stephen Page was just at the Carlton.
With the Highwaymen, the new supergroup, right?
What? He was with Odds.
Oh, but no, wasn't it the Trans-Canadian Highwaymen? Isn't that with Chris Murphy and all those bods?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Well, wait a sec. They performed at some winery in Ontario, right?
Yeah, now they're doing like a tour.
Oh, I don't think that is the combo that was at the Carlton. I think it was Odds and Serena Ryder.
Oh, okay.
And Stephen Page.
That would have been classic.
Yeah, but folks were posting like, you know, he did Jane, and I guess he does the hits. That's sure. How that shakes down, right?
Yeah, but like Broken Down Jane with acoustic.
Yeah. And I also saw...
Do it. You got to do it. The mellow. Slower.
Still dance on my smile while I shop there. Like just throwing it away?
Yeah.
I also saw 36 bars of... Now the hours grow shorter and the days roll by. But it was like rocked up.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, bud.
Anyway, throwing back, it's nice to actually have the book on the into the tunnel of coming outness.
It is, and we've had talks about the artwork. Like we know what the cover's going to be. The cover will be revealed soon, as we mentioned. It's for pre-sale on Amazon. Like it's feeling very real.
Yeah,
and I think I said this last time, but some famous author said, I don't like writing, I like having written. And now that it's done, it's actually quite exciting.
Yeah,
it's sure. Exciting that there will be a book coming out.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
I know. Donovan.
Hey, so let's get back to the cruise too, ship.
With the cruise, Donovan and the sneaky second coming of when Bernie and Gord snuck in, was quite a favorite with the folks. And that's why we started with Wolfman and Bonnie, because that was a sneaky hit.
Yeah.
That pairing.
It was probably the most high concept thing we've ever done.
Yeah.
And we didn't really have a plan other than twice between the acts. We were like, oh, we should remember to put these two people in, and let's find a way to put these two people in.
Yeah.
And I haven't listened to it yet, but one of the things I remember as we recorded it being so fun,
mm-hmm.
was how I think we genuinely surprised each other with ways for each character to kind of creep in, mm-hmm. and it was really fun because it felt like it was kind of working.
Yes.
Like, yep. I don't think if we'd sat down and written it, I don't think we would have come up with anything better than Laramie in the room next door to Joe and Gino when Joe gets the lodge and Gino needs a bass player and Laramie's playing bass in the room next door. Like,
and
that was great storytelling.
We did forget that they met before. I remember that.
Yeah,
remember
someone pointed that out.
Vanelli's actually somehow ended up in Andrea's apartment.
Well, I think, they went to Canada Land? What's it called? Canada's Wonderland?
Canada's Wonderland.
That's or the X or something?
He wanted to take her there on a date.
Yeah, I'd forgotten that.
Joe met up with her on Plenty of Fishes.
Oh, yeah, right. Plenty of Fishes.
I got a couple of things on there. I have a few profiles.
And one, I'm Joe, and one, I'm Joseph. Like, for the religious girls, I'm Joseph.
But it's got a Gino's album cover as his picture.
Aww.
Of course.
I mean, close enough, Gino. We look the same. We share the same Gino's.
It got to a point, I'd say, in like 1982 and 1983, where I was just like, I'm not going to be Gino, so I might as well, like, pretend he's everything that I am. So I'm okay with using his face for me. I got Barney, so many chicks from having Gino's picture on that Flish's website.
Gross. Relation chicks. That's what I'm in. Relation chicks. I have a few of them on the go. Bonnie and Wolfman Jat, I think, made folks just uncomfortable enough. It was certainly new territory for us as far as friskiness goes.
Yeah. They're,
but it was beautiful.
They like to get down, and it was time. They both been waiting for a while for that moment.
And Gord and Bernie going to see Gino perform, and their takeaway being, you know, some guys don't know when to hang it up. It was just nice how it didn't all work, but there were some really nice moments where the characters kind of intertwined.
I hate and it using, when people change the melody and songs live, saying that.
Yeah. Like
Gord ripping up, throwing out the regular lines.
That might have been more my feeling than Gord's, to be honest with you.
I don't
like when people stray so far from the melody.
I hate that, especially when they mumble it, because it sounds all tired.
Yeah. Like, all right, I know you want to hear it, I'll sing it.
Yeah, there's one thing of changing it, but, like, keeping it strong. It's just bad when they just do the low note. I heard Bon Jovi was doing that when he was here last time.
What?
Whoa! Living on a prayer instead of the high one.
Like, not the, oh,
yeah.
Really?
Whoa, living on a prayer.
Who wants to hear that?
Come on.
Yeah. That's like,
running around the stage.
Oh.
Living on a prayer. Woo.
If you've heard, like, Africa by Toto, a live version of that lately,
what
there's
the
no... He's way down here. It would take a lot to drag me away from you.
And then he gets way up there in the chorus.
He doesn't, though.
Well, someone's getting 100 up there. More.
Yeah, the background singers.
The Brecker brothers, one of them. Jeff Porcaro crushing it on the kit.
The background singers get up to the way from you. He does not. Oh, one of the most obnoxious quotes I've read in recent memory.
It's almost Gord-ish, that verse.
There's a singer from Toto. I think it was Toto. It wasn't Styx. It must have been Toto. And he has a new solo album.
Yeah.
And in an interview about the album, I'm just trying to see if I can find the quote. The gist of it was, while I was out on the road, these guys wrote all the songs, and it was great because I just came back to the studio and rewrote them all. It was like such an unnecessary, ungracious diss.
I know, that's the classic, like,
bitter
guy who's just like so obviously bitter.
Yeah. No, it was awesome that they did that, because then I could just rewrite everything.
Yeah, like the guy who's like, oh, yeah, no. I was like, oh, you're from that band. And he's like, oh, no, I was that band.
Yeah.
I've heard that one from a couple of cheese balls from the old days.
Yeah, if you're Bobby Kimball, that's his name. This might be it.
Wait a second. I wasn't just in that band. I was that band. Thanks. Like if you're talking to like Billy Corgan or something. Yeah, Smashing Pumpkins.
I think I found it.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for the quote where he's. I mean, I guess I've summed it up pretty good. Mm-hmm. But it, just the level of pretension in. Yeah, you know, it was great because I just changed every single thing they did. So.
Yeah. That's the worst.
Like, the worst.
How small is your cock bod?
Yeah.
To be throwing out lines like that.
You have a tiny C bod?
Well, I spent a lot of time. I had a good time working with them, but to be honest, I probably did more hours by myself at home, just kind of undoing every little thing that they did.
This was great. Here it is. The album was co-produced by John Zyka and Dave Barnett, with whom Kimball wrote the record's 11 songs. Quote, I was on the road touring while they were working on the tracks, Kimball says. When John came back to LA, we started recording and I rewrote a lot of the lyrics. What a douche. The album certainly has a Toto-esque sound with precise musical chops and melody-rich songs driven by Kimball's voice, which has lost none of its power or range. I'm so proud of this record and I can't wait for the fans to hear it. We worked really hard on it and I think it's a really powerful piece of work.
Piece of work.
What a guy.
A piece of work. Oh, man.
And he's talking about some of the YouTube clips with the band. I think you can tell I was just having so much fun. I thought maybe we'd win a couple Grammys. Oh, my gosh.
Thought maybe.
Didn't he happen, left though. And then rejoined.
Come on. There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I remember
from across the floor.
I remember I was supposed to do something with this guy, Cardinal.
Yeah, Cardinal like, Official.
It was like late, so late that it never happened.
What was it?
Like a collaboration kind of thing.
Like you were gonna make him some fat beats?
Yeah. And he made some fat, I'll be there in a minute, but never coming.
This song was huge.
Yeah. Worldwide
hit. Cardinal Official was on Jonovision.
Was he?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we had a lot of the rap community on because they would come. They're happy to have the exposure.
Yeah, this was the Akon.
Was that 2008?
Yeah, that's a 2008
8 jam. Yeah. Holy cow.
How about Akon? He's like saving Africa, but getting, what is it, LED lighting all over the place? Cheap, affordable lighting. And
is
giving,
he?
Yeah, he's affected like millions of people. It's great.
How about Akon being like, the new season of Letterkenny is lit AF?
What? What do you mean?
Akon watches Letterkenny probably.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
No.
Which
really?
Seems like the most unlikely fit.
I was like, what do you mean? He's all over it.
Yeah, he was on social media saying, like, yeah, the new Letterkenny season is lit AF. Do you know what else was a song from 08?
What?
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. Yeah.
That was.
I wouldn't have said that was that long ago either. That's the song that Gord would sing to Bernie if Bernie dropped him as a client. And then Gord gets a new manager and he's actually booking huge gigs.
And he's, yeah, because he's got the collabs going with Drake now because he's tunneled.
Well, if you like it, you should have put a ring on it and locked me down instead of being so busy with Bruce.
You're so busy with Bruce. Sean
was
Kingston.
This 08 too? Oh my
so.
Gosh.
I don't know, like...
Suicidal, suicidal.
I was, like, looking at the thing that year, and I'm like, the hits. And I'm like, man, this sounds like... It feels like yesterday, and I can't stand any of this shit.
I did a quick scan of 08 jams. Make Love in the Club was 08, too.
Which one?
Like, I Want to Make Lerv in the Club.
Lerb in the Club?
Yeah, that's how you have to say it.
I want to make Lerb in the Club?
Yeah, have you ever made Lerb to a Thurg in a Club with his sights on, fresh pair of Nikes and an 86, no, fresh pair of sights and his 86, 87 jeans on. Something like that. But you have to say Lerv in the club. That's what the kids say.
That's a new thing, or is that 2008?
It's probably 2000 and late.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a lyric from the Black Eyed Peas?
Was it?
2008? Well,
remember, like, the kids going to school jams? Now it's one of the... It's that one... they have a rotation of the Hey, Baby! That song, they still do that one. But they also do... what's that one?
I Got a Feeling.
They do that. And Happy by Pharrell.
Imagine geeks everywhere are trying to rename, like, do you want to join Chess Club? Chess
Club. But it's like, how do you go to your class when the jams do affect the vibe? It really kind of picks up the feel for when big the kids time. Are all getting in. It makes a big difference. And I
bing,
thought...
bing, 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 bong, I heard bong, bong.
Didn't Mr. D do that on this new season? They had jams?
there were a couple of scenes. It so cost so much money to license jams.
Yeah, I know.
But there were a couple of scenes where Jerry usually picks a couple of scenes a year where he'd like to have the jam.
Yeah.
They did a parody of Breakfast Club. And you can't do that without... No, hey,
gotta have that jam. That ain't a cheap jam.
No.
I'll tell you what.
What is it? Don't You Forget About Me. That's it.
Let's have a little break here.
Clerb.
Fucking right,
eh? We're back.
Welcome back to Taggart and Torrens, episode 108. We have 107 hours of just burling.
Yeah. You can just go back and burl for days now.
I like that people sometimes, like, they start listening around 100, and then while they're waiting for a new one to come out, they just double back.
Yeah.
Buds, by the way, we haven't gotten a new pod out in... A little bit.
Yeah.
For a couple reasons. One is because we kind of didn't know how to follow up the cruise episode. And two is because things are happening in the TNT universe, which are really exciting.
Yes.
And that we can't totally announce yet. Yep. Except it's been announced that we're going to Mariposa to introduce Bruce Coburn.
How about them Appleyalities?
That's pretty Canadian.
We're going to rip up to Orillia, home of Gordy, and introduce Bruce. And
you know what we should do is probably let Gord know. We'll take that bust up to Orillia Forum.
And you know who's going to be there as well?
G-Unit?
Bernie. Right? Why wouldn't he show up? It's.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's just too much. I can't even think about it right now.
S just got real.
It did.
Okay, do your impression of Bruce Coburn meeting us backstage, and he's heard the pod, and he's like... I find it kind of juvenile. You ready?
I'm going to be Bruce?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Bruce, my name's Jonathan. I'm a huge fan, man. It's a real pleasure to meet you.
Hey, Jonathan. Nice to meet you. I'm well aware of this podcast you guys have together.
Oh, great. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. I don't think it's funny one bit. I think you guys are kind of classless and it's kind of agonizing on the ears. I'll see you later.
Right on, man. Well, have a good set. I tried the right on. Right on.
Right on.
Like hearing terrible news.
There's no right on.
Trying to pretend it's not terrible with the right on. That was such a good story, how I got snowed. That was like one of the earliest episodes, I think.
That you got snowed with what? With Gord?
With the right on? Remember I got my chassis lengthened on an international?
Yeah, the right on. I thought you
were
talking
double about... the price you said it was going to be. Right on. No, part of this is right on.
You should do, why don't you do Stephen Page doing the same thing?
Oh, right? Okay. Like and me. You're you?
And I'm me. And it's great because it's me because he can be all mad.
Okay, good.
It's like I'm the reason he hates us. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Steven, nice to see you. How's it going?
Fine, Jeremy.
Everything all right?
Yeah, fine, man.
Hey, how's things? You're touring and playing with a few bands? I mean,
you left a band. You get it. You know what it's like.
Totally.
Need all the support you can get. Don't need people you know, making fun of you or whatever.
Hey, listen. I mean, we don't mean to, like, make funny at all. We're just kind of, we're having...
No, it doesn't sound that way.
What do you mean?
I've heard the podcast before where he does that. Like, I don't, that's not how I, it's my voice, man, you know?
Hey, I'm sorry, but I mean, think about, people do that all the time. And it's just, you gotta, it's flattering. You gotta think about it. Just, we don't mean it, like, any harm. It's
oh,
just,
yeah, thanks so much. I see everything so much more clearly now. Hey, have a good day, Jeremy.
Cold shot.
Oh, I felt bad for us, and it was just a fictitious encounter.
This is a better game than, well, Balin's great too, but we gotta play this some more.
Oh man, okay, so you're Brad Roberts.
Okay.
And I'm coming up to you backstage. Our buds from Fortunate once told us he was just at the East Coast Music Awards having a good time.
Yeah, that's right.
So let's pretend TNT were presenting at the East Coast Music Awards and we saw him backstage by the carrot table.
Okay.
Like tiny carrots and little sandwiches and stuff. Hey, Brad.
Yeah, guys.
It's, I'm Jonathan Torrens.
I know. I'm well aware.
Yeah.
You guys.
Hey, man, I'm so happy to see you because remember we traded a couple emails. You heard the show and
yeah, I offered you to come stay at my place in Soho and to be honest, yeah. I just you know what, it's a little more Taggart than you, but you guys are full of shit and I just got no time for you.
See you later. It's funny because
see you later.
If we okay. I didn't even have time to say, because if we are full of it, all you have to do is sing, and then we'll empty ourselves out.
Oh, yeah, like, no, that's like when you're like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
He does like a super loud one that where you actually, you're sick for 3 days. Shit's all shaking.
There's like cutaways of animals and trees like stopping and turning around. Like, what was that?
When he's mad? Like, you can't even get a it on camera because the camera breaks.
Hey, if everybody listening now, including you too, Jeremy Taggart, on the count of three, we're going to hit the lowest note we can hit.
Okay.
And then maybe all across Canada.
We can burn it.
People will have to poo. Here
burn
comes
it down. Ready?
3, 2, 1. That was a long one.
That was low. That was like Gregorian styles.
Mad
if he hears like someone upstairs and is hanging around. He's like, and shit starts shaking, and the TV upstairs like turns off.
I'm gonna hit a second clock because that was really long. Yeah, let's have a off.
What do you mean?
Like, no, see how long.
Let's go to the next game. We'll save that for the holiday hum off.
All right. Okay. Good.
It'll be the ultimate holiday hum off.
I just got inside my head as you were in because I was like, I feel like it's gone a really long time.
Yeah. No, it was a while.
You're not running out of air.
No. What did you were doing it right?
Yeah.
And yeah, I stopped, and you kept going.
Okay, I'm gonna try.
What, really, to see how long you can do it?
As you can see, Jonathan is right up there with the other contestants. He's pushing himself. He's still rolling with the southern part of his. You could see his sternum just rattling. Going into the third stretch. Three.
What was that? Like 30 seconds? 40?
42 minus 15. 27 seconds.
27 seconds?
Yeah, that's not even that impressive.
No, it's not.
You do one.
Okay.
Come on, do it.
You ready? Okay.
2, 1.
Uh,
Sound.
I'm laughing. It's fucking ridiculous.
That was 21.
I couldn't stop. I could have done it longer, but it's fucking so stupid. I feel like when you're a kid bugging your brother in bed.
Yeah.
Shut up!
They're like, oh, yeah. Wow. Wait, were you breathing in or breathing out?
No, I was breathing out.
Because breathing in, you can't do that long. There's no way.
No, breathing in is when you do the Brad, the member of Sesame Street, Bert's nephew, when they bring him in the bath. And then and Ernie fills it up with air-filled shit, and there's nothing left. But he shows him the inflatable shark, and the Brad goes, oh! And his big suck-in yell.
So did he beat the hiccups?
No, it's just a classic inhale sound. The inhale yells.
Yeah. Yeah.
Famous inhale yells in history, that. And Roger Waters, when he used to do the careful with that axe, Eugene yell and scream in that song. That's a sucking one. That's a...
That's terrible. What an awful sound.
Oh, it's demonic, yeah.
Nothing makes me laugh harder. Is this true?
What?
Very little makes me laugh harder than a group of people gasping. Like 300 people going, is very funny to me. Because the circumstances have to be just right for it to happen.
Oh, do you know what? Something I saw that I couldn't stop laughing watching.
What?
Was those... The fight, I don't know what airline it was, but the fight with the guy in the Hawaiian shirt, that Jim Henson looking mask, who couldn't stop coming back, and every time
just
he got touched,
fed.
He'd fall down.
Knuckle sandwiches. He was like one of those bozo clowns that you knock over, the inflatable ones, you knock it over and it bounces right back up.
Yeah, even he kept coming, you could tell the other guy was like, get this fucking loser away from me. And he keeps running, and he clocks him, and he goes flat on his back.
Like, all right, I will beat you up again if that's what you want.
I've met those kind of arseholes before that just can't stop themselves.
Control
themselves.
In that way, the internet has become the great equalizer because there is power to the consumer, and people get to share moments like that, like the awful incident on, was it United, right? With the doctor getting removed.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think people abuse it somewhat, and you know, you don't have to Snapchat Delta and tell them your plane's 2 minutes late.
Have you ever seen a big blow up happen in front of you in any, not an airplane, but like in a public space? All of a sudden people start throwing bombs.
Not since St. Pat's High School dances.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever seen like a shoving match on a train or anything. Have you?
Yeah, I've seen tons of times.
Really?
People just breaking into fights. I've seen like six guys beating up one guy.
Where?
I saw, just around. I remember I was in, White Rock with Darren, who's Danger on the radio. I think I don't know what station he's on. He was on C-Fox.
Yeah, right. He's a good dude.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's a great dude. Anyway, we were in White Rock, and actually, it was like a weekend hanging out, and we were on mushrooms. And, we're just hanging out at this bar, and the bar was just all bros, way too annoying. So we left the bar, the vibe was too much, and then we were walking up and down near the pier, and all of a sudden we see these, 10 guys beating up one guy, and then, just beating up each other, and just being, super, super aggro. It was ridiculous.
So you guys jumped into the fray?
Yeah, we jumped into the fray. No, it was, this group of debauched teens. They were actually, you could see they went to the end of the pier, and then they all started banging, getting it on with this one girl that was loving it.
Okay.
Like a gangbang at the end of the
Okay,
talk.
Stop.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
We're on mushrooms. I'm like, I think they're having sex way down there, and I'm pretty sure it's like a lineup. And the girl's
same
like,
dudes
loving.
That were in the fight?
Yeah. They were just like beyond madness testosterone arseholes.
Like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go out and we're going to get in a fight. We'll jump some guy.
No, not jump some guy. It was like fighting each other, kind of.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like guys like, that are hanging out
like
with them. That
MMA styles, but yeah, joking
like,
around.
Instead of like a disagreement where you argue, it's like you start beating the shit out of them and then you move on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I just remembered I was in Winnipeg for the comedy festival and I saw a couple of wayward drifters curb stomp a guy.
Oh,
and
fuck.
I'd never seen anything like that.
That's
and
awful.
It was shocking.
Yeah, that's scary.
It was shocking. And it was over fairly quickly. Like by the time you kind of processed what was happening, it was over and they had moved on. But it didn't make sense in your mind's eye, that's for sure.
No, that's crazy. That's up there with RJ Logan. R.I.P. bod.
R.I.P. bod. R.I.P. RJ.
Hey,
we should get t-shirts that say R.I.P. RJ.
Another scenario? Who went last?
I think you or Brad Roberts last.
Oh, that's right. Okay, you do Alan Frew. That's a
okay.
Perfect one, all right?
Yeah.
Hey, Alan, how you doing? That's a great golf
tournament. Jeremy
great golf tournament. Nice to see you.
Glad you could make it.
Yeah, yeah. How are you?
You know, the work that Diamond Sun Foundation has been doing is very satisfying. So I guess in that regard, things are great. But
fantastic.
When I saw your face, I was reminded of something that I heard.
Oh.
Haven't heard it for myself because I have better things to do than listen to something that mocks others. But I've heard that, is it Tiger and Topiary or whatever it's called. I've heard that.
Yeah.
Do you mock me?
No. We don't mock you at all.
Oh, so it's a joke.
No, it's not.
So are you joking at my expense? Or explain to me what exactly you do. Sorry if I've read this wrong and I'm incorrect, Jeremy. But I've heard that you take a pass.
You gotta take the piss and deal me.
If there's right? One thing I have, it's a great sense of humor.
Are you taking the piss? Grabbing him by the neck.
Cause I like a good joke as much as the next bloke.
You don't think I like to laugh? I love a laugh.
In fact, I'd laugh right now if I asked security to remove you from the property. That's the kind of joke I like, Jeremy Taggart. Do you want to see that kind of joke?
That was a great game.
Great game. Okay, you are, your beds are burning. You're Peter Garrett from Midnight Oil.
Come on.
And he's speaking at the Canadian Environment Association Alliance of Allegiances of Earth in Calgary. And you're there because we're doing a TNT thing. And you see him at the buffet at the hotel in the morning where he's asking for metal cutlery because he doesn't want to use plastic stuff. Well, I guess I see him.
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me. You're not... are you...
Yeah.
You are, aren't you?
Peter Garrett, mate. Yeah. That's
oh
me.
Oh, my gosh.
That's me. Yeah.
From you, Midnight Oil, like... Like,
yeah,
he, like
yeah,
heady asleep.
Yeah,
well, the beats are burning. Yeah,
you that all that tickety tarrins or whatever the name is your podcast.
No way,
you do the podcast.
Us? Yeah,
that's you. Yeah, you think you're funny with the beds of Bannon jokes? Ah,
no. I mean, we were just kind of we love you. We just thought it was a great song, and I guess we were remembering the song.
Fuck you.
He would go right there, wouldn't he?
Right as he's like making a bagel with toast. Fuck you.
Then what do you do? I guess you leave.
He's all tall,
cool,
right? So yeah, you get out of there.
He's all the time his cam right in your face,
yeah.
Like spitting
yeah,
on you and stuff.
We get it.
Your accents are trash. Hey,
right? What part of Australia are you supposedly from? Tinder sweat is your phrase that you need to get in.
That's right. I was listening to
Hello?
I was listening to it one day and it tend to sweat from the shit you're saying.
Let's take a break on TNT. When we come back, we're going to play Bailing.
Ah, Bailing. I love Bailing.
Brand new game. Oh, brand you know new. What we should do is have Christopher Cross record the theme song.
Bailing takes me away where I always...
We'll be right back in the club.
Used to be Failing.
Bailing. Be right back, bud.
Let me ask you this right quick. You know what I mean?
Welcome back to Taggart and Torrens.
I'm Taggart.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Torrens.
Anybody want an apple this morning? I'm kind of feeling an apple. Nice crisp, cold apple.
Hey, good news. It's smooth sailing out there in traffic.
It is. I'm so glad that I work at Light FM. It's the best place. It's like the Bahamas, just sitting on a beach. Except it's
I like
us
how they
talking.
Spelled light with a Y.
Why not?
Clever.
I don't mind sailing. Do you mind sailing?
Not for me. No, well, I like yard sailing. I don't know if it's the same.
Hey, this is Laura and Olivia in the morning. We like playing our favorite songs and just kind of talking. Is your coffee hot enough, Olivia?
Okay, can we talk?
Sure.
Because sometimes, here's what I do. I leave the laundry in the dryer and my husband, Jason...
Jason.
Walks right by and doesn't even take it out.
He's the worst.
The worst. Am I right?
He's the worst. My Benny does the same thing.
We have a poll on our Facebook page. Should you leave the laundry in the laundry, even if you didn't put the load in?
If you're just going to pass by, I mean, I don't live in a huge place, but it's just there, and it's like, you know it's going to get wrinkled. Like, come on, Benny.
You should go to our Facebook page and you should register a vote. First of all, because I want to be able to tell my husband that I'm right. And second of all, because we're giving away tickets to that math that sings beautiful.
Yeah. Hey, how about
who's that math?
What?
No, James Blunt. That math.
What about him?
We're giving away two tickets to James Blunt.
Oh, yeah. We got a ticket for James Blunt. I met him in Ibiza one year with Benny.
He's my hall pass.
Sure.
He's my, I said to Jason all the time,
like
I said,
Tom Cruise on a...
I'm sorry, but if I'm in needs and he comes in, like, I can't promise
nice
you
smile.
I won't make bad decisions.
Nice smile. Like, you know that beautiful song or whatever it's called? It's about a girl he met, like, on the subway or something? And he didn't see
I'm
her
like,
anymore?
Hello, that's when I bought my subway pass.
Barf. I love hall passes.
Okay, let's play Bailing.
Yeah, let's play Bailing. Instead of sailing, it's Bailing.
If you had to guess,
but
if you had to pick one favorite Christopher Cross jam, is it
Once in Your Life You Find Her?
The love theme from Arthur?
About What You Can Do?
Or would you pick Sailing?
I think it might be. Is that the. Oh, that's the Stuck Between the New York and Moonlight
yeah.
or whatever?
Yeah. I think
one.
I got Between the Moon and New York City.
Sandy!
I know it's crazy, but it's true.
I wrote that song and I was just. There's a troubled landing in LaGuardia, so we had to, we had to circle the air for about an hour and a half. So I was like, well, I guess if I'm not getting home, I might as well write a song. And that's it.
Because he was stuck between the moon and New York City.
New York City.
Was it Christopher Cross?
He looks like the Tenacious D, the other guy, not Jack Black. That's what he looks like.
Yeah, right.
Right?
The,
Kyle,
oh, it was Roy Orbison. Roy Kim? Orbison was having trouble breaking out as a singer, and then he used that kind of falsetto voice, and whoever was producing him was like, yeah, that's your thing, man. Do that.
Yeah.
I wonder how Christopher Cross ended up recording with a voice like that, because surely some people would have been like, dude.
Yeah, I would.
All right, Bailing.
Bailing. Bailing is a great game. Let's talk about
here's how it works.
Yeah.
So... let's do the first one as you and me.
Okay.
It's uncomfortable social situations. You're getting busted. For example, you said you couldn't go to a movie with me, and then I catch you at the movies.
Yeah.
Like one of those things.
Yes.
And so what is the scenario for
and
us?
And I'm alone.
Oh.
It's that bad, the scenario.
And I'm with another friend. I'm with Tim.
You want to do that one?
Sure.
Cineplex, the Silver City? Yeah.
And Tim wouldn't say anything because he's such a gentleman. He would feel terrible. And just Oxford. So Tim's clean, he has no prior knowledge that we had plans.
It's not bad enough that it's me, but like you're with Tim?
Yeah.
So was it me who was supposed to go to the movies with you, but I went alone? And you ended up coming anyway with Tim just to really rub salt?
Wow, yeah, sure. Right? That's yeah, really... so you're the weasel in this scenario.
I'm the weasel. No, you are.
Yeah, but you said you couldn't go and then you went anyway.
No, I'm saying it's funnier if I could go and you couldn't go, but then you show up anyway.
Okay, yeah,
Tim.
Perfect.
Right?
Okay, got it.
Okay, so that's
so do
it.
You confront you confront us then. I'm sitting in a row with Tim, we're having popcorn.
Yeah. Holy shit.
This is bailing.
Yeah. Bailing. Holy fuck. Hey, what
Jer, you made it. Awesome.
Tim? What are you guys doing here? Why what the hell are you doing?
It's that thing where you and I were supposed to see this movie, right?
Yeah.
And then like, I was talking to Carol and a sitter and stuff, and then I had to do some work, but then it went away, and then suddenly I was like, oh, I have to go, but I
but you have time to call and invite Tim.
Well, yeah, but I was too embarrassed to call you back and say, like, oh, Ken actually is back on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're going with Tim, who I've known since he was 15 years old.
Well, the best thing is, there are two awesome things.
One of my
things.
Best
One
friends,
is...
Tim, and you're in town for like a day and a half. And you end up at the same movie
day,
and time
yeah.
to call Tim. And I
know.
I said originally, like, let's go to the movies. I want to see this movie.
This is awesome. And now we're all here.
Yeah, I guess it is awesome.
The guy, Mr. Brightside? Like, who cares how it happened? It worked
awesome.
Out. We're all here. We did it.
Seeing the side of you.
I was squirming. And you had every right to be pissed.
No, sure. You're like, hey, Tim, want to go to the movies? Tim's like, I'm going to be half an hour. You're like, I'll wait.
Maybe the game's called Pissed. Because you would be pissed.
Pissed. Okay, ready? What's the next one? I'll give you one. Let's do for because they always kind of grade on each other in a great way is Joe and Gino. Gino and Joe doing Gino has a date with a girl, but then Joe somehow like blows it up and calls the girl and says something's wrong.
Perfect. So Gino had two passes to something. He was supposed to go with Joe.
Yeah.
But then he had a chance to take out this hot looking tuna.
Yeah.
So he told Joe he couldn't go. So then he took the chick instead, and Joe busts him.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Sure, that works.
So are you Joe or are you Gino?
I was Joe sabotaging the date, but this works too. This is easier. So
So I'm Gino out on a date.
Yeah.
So, Marcia, thank you so much for agreeing to go out with me. I appreciate that you like my music, but that you see, like, unlike most girls, you see beyond just the artist, and you see, like, who I am in my soul.
Hey, Gino.
So,
Gino.
Joe.
What the hell, Gino?
Surprised to see you here.
Yeah, surprised to see you here. Hey, remember when I gave you a phone call? I said, and I spoke to you. I heard your voice back to me. I wasn't dreaming that you said, sure, I'll go to dinner with you at Cacciolettis. And here you are at Cacciolettis, but you said you couldn't go, and now you're bringing this girl here?
Hey,
what
Joe.
The hell's going on? That's the reason you can't hang on with me? You don't get laid enough that you gotta go here with her tonight? Brand new girl?
This guy... busting my chops.
Yeah, right.
Marsha, this is my brother Joe.
He's at Chickalita's. This is our place, but lady, you're a dime a dozen, okay? Just understand that.
Yeah, she's figure a dime. That part is true.
Yeah.
But Joe, listen, it's I think how you pronounce the name of the restaurant is Catch You Laters.
Ma'am, his hair has eaten up his brain. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's supposed to be...
Joe, can I talk to you for a second? Yeah, Marsha, I'm so sorry. You have to see this.
Yeah,
Joe, just because I won the genetic lottery and am hirsute all over my body and you're jealous because it's I just 70s, want to come doesn't mean you have to blow me up.
I just want to come out here, have something to eat, something special at Cacciolatti's, and you're bringing a girl instead of me, and I understand what the hell's going on here. Jesus, Gino, you did it!
Joe, careful. No, your blood pressure is... Oh, he fainted. Waiter, can I get this guy to Joe?
Poor Joe.
They wrap Joe up in a carpet and get him out of there. Can I get this guy to Joe? Okay, I have to bust you now.
All right.
So you are in my book club. Your name is Janice.
Okay.
And you said you couldn't make book club. Mm-hmm. And I'm stopping in at a bakery and you're just sitting there having a decadent piece of cheesecake. I'm just stopping in to get some squares for book club. You said you're out of town.
How am I bailing? Am I bailing or you're bailing?
You bailed on book club because you said you were out of town visiting your sister in St. Louis.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
And your name is Janice, and I'm stopping in on my way to book club to get some snackies for the girls.
Who and what's your name?
Teresa.
Teresa.
Ooh, these pumpkin pie squares look to die for. But I think I'll take 6 of these apple crumblets.
Yum, 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 yum.
Janice? No. Janice? No. Janice.
Teresa.
Did I get that confused? I thought you were going to be in St. Louis? St. Louis, Manitoba, not the other St. Louis, no. To see your sister?
I was going to, and I was at the... It's at the airport and everything, and just for some reason they canceled it.
She didn't rebook to be, you?
No, she was going to be sick, but she wasn't. So let's came back here. This came.
I'm sorry,
so
you said
good,
she was in the hospital, so she wasn't in the hospital.
Well, she said she was.
Oh, so your sister lied to you?
Well, no, she said she was. This cake is so good.
So I could. Does that run in the family?
It's just so good, this cake.
Well, I guess this means you could come to book club, because remember I needed someone to be the treasurer and you said you weren't available?
Yeah, I'm blogging right now. Like, I have to write a blog about this cake. Like, I'm here working right
now.
I have a new website.
It's called... Have you tried these pumpkin squares?
It's called Janice Eats On Town. And,
clever title. You should try one of these pumpkin squares. They're to die for.
Sure, I'll try. I mean, part two, Janice Eats On Town. She tries the squares and they're great. Like, whatever.
No, try one. Try one right now. I love that we're in this historic bakery where there are legends about things being spooky and haunted.
Oh, is this pumpkin?
Yeah. Enjoy the square. I'm going to book club.
I don't know if I like this pumpkin. It's still spicy.
Try it. Bye now.
See you later, Janice. Well, I don't know. There's a pretty strange little shape to this thing. It's kind of like a little Casper ghost or something. I'm going to try it, I guess. It's kind of salty. I like the bricks in here. A lot of bricks. It's getting cold.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. Oh, the poor thing.
Poor Janice. She blew herself up.
Poor Janice got gorkacked, and Teresa set her up big time.
Yeah. Teresa's like, got the connection with the pumpkin spice Casper donuts.
Okay, let's do a couple of bros.
Bros.
Yeah.
Dig it.
Like
couple bros, dude, from White Rock.
Well, I was thinking like couple bros like in a dorm. Like we were supposed to go to Fire Fest or something, but bro, the music didn't happen. Our tickets got, you know, I gave you my money for a ticket and you didn't get me the ticket, but the money's gone. One of those.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Perfect.
Yeah.
So you gave me money for tickets for both of us. I spent it all on something else.
Yeah.
And we're not going to Fire Fest.
Yeah, which it turns out was a good thing.
Or do we make it a good festival so he's just being a total douchebag?
Sure. Yeah, Oshiaga?
It's like Sneaky Knees.
Sure.
In Atlanta. That's the one, the big one for Timbo this summer.
Which one?
Is it Shaky Knees?
I don't know.
One of those Bonaruskis where everybody has a handlebar beard?
Who? Yeah, exactly.
How about we call it the handlebar beard fest?
Handlebar beard tank top fest.
Yeah.
Like okay. Scoop neck tank top fest.
Yeah, for sure.
Who wrote a thing about the names?
Vice Blogger Beard Fest. What?
I know Vice Blogger Beard Fest. I know that I haven't done anything to avoid this with the unusual names that my daughters have. But somebody wrote a thing about the kids that were eligible for the NHL draft this year.
Oh, I did saw you see that. It? Yes.
Like there
somebody
are
sent
six
it. A bod sent that.
Cadens, yeah. Caden, Jackson, Jason, Jixon, Jax.
Isn't there one
Jux,
that's like
Jicks, Jukes?
It's like RXR or something. There's like a ridiculous one.
Yeah, but there isn't any like Tom.
No. There's like Bill 42, right? Like the actual numbers on names.
There's no like Jeremy.
No.
Hi, Jeremy.
There's no Bobbies.
Okay, so my name is Kang. K-A-N-G.
Tang? Like the drink?
Kang. No, with a K. Like as Kang. In Aru. Kang.
Okay, and my name is my name is Romulus.
Romulus? Okay. Hey, Rombo, can I talk to you for a second, dude?
What's up, man?
Bro, dude, what do you mean, what's up, dude?
Let me help you, man.
Like, 6 days ago.
That's what I do, man.
Dude,
you know I help people.
Dude, let me finish, dude.
I'm the guy to figure out stuff.
Bro, dude.
Yeah.
6 days ago, dude. Yeah. Literally, like, 170 hours ago. Wait a sec, 6 times 24.
Yeah.
Carry the...
Whatever, man.
Anyways, a long time ago, dude. Almost a week ago, dude. I gave you like 1/4 of a month ago, dude. Like 1/52nd of a year ago, dude.
What is it?
I gave you money for like to go to Blogger Beard Fest.
Yeah.
And you were like, dude, I'll get tickets. Don't even worry about it, dude. And now, bro, dude, you haven't even like, you've been dodging my texts.
Doesn't matter,
I've been
man.
Like snapping your chat. I've been like
listen.
Tweeting your twat. Like,
no,
what's up?
I you kind of got this thing mixed up. Like, I totally, like, the money for the tickets, like, don't worry, man. Like, it's gonna work out. Like, no problem. We're gonna go.
Okay, but
like,
dude, where's the ticket? You said you were gonna
line
up and
get
the tickets.
You know what we should
dude?
Do? Like, we should go to Brooklyn, man. Like, let's just do it right and go to Brooklyn. Just spend a night or two there. Like, we'll go in a pod hotel. Won't be expensive. We'll just bro down and like, you know, like you got that job and like you can
dude I literally don't even know what you're saying with your mouth to my ears right now. Literally don't even know.
Be like the best time if you could like front the cash for it. We'll have like all the best time,
bro. Let me tell you something. I got 6 new tank tops with variations on the Hudson Bay stripe pattern.
Yeah, man.
Like I am like fired up. I got beard grease,
dude.
Like I am like I got a new sleeve.
Dude, look at these burls that I got in the forest, man. Like, they're going to make the best kitchen tables and coffee tables. Like, they're worth millions.
Dude, I'm in Psych 101. Man. This is, like, classic, like, diversion, like, tactic where, like, you're trying to, like, change
no,
the,
like,
subject before I can,
no,
like,
look,
you know what I mean?
Like, this one here, it's, like, that's probably like $7,000. Like, you want it? Do you want to have it? Like, you can take that and just like give me like $2,000.
Bro, I was talking to my stepmom last night, and she put my stepdad on the phone, and he was like, Kang, just be real with me, bro. Just keep it real. Like, did you, is the money like gone, or like, did you get your tickets? What am I supposed to tell them, dude?
Your dad's the best. Like,
he literally, really... like, just like literally, like, yes or like no, or like, dude, where are the tickets, bruh?
How do you, like, you have such a great relationship with him like that. Like, he can just like tell you the perfect thing at the right time, man. Like, it's something I don't have, man.
I am literally pulling my hair out of my chest right now.
Dude, literally. Like, don't be so, like, Larry Fine about this, man. Like, sweat it out. It'll be cool. Like, let's go work out.
It is not. It's not fucking cool, bud.
Let's go hit it, man. Let's go hit the beach.
The only thing I want to hit...
I have this...
is the heavy bag right now. That's how, dude, literally how pissed off I am.
You got to see this new Under Armour gear that I bought. Like, it's so sick. Like, let's go work out right now. I swear we'll have like.
What rods. You need to work out is where my money is, and I'm gonna go get that haircut where half my head is shaved on the side.
Yeah, like.
But then I really work hard at the top. That's how mad I am. Literally.
You gotta see this new gym I'm a member at. Like, I just got a new membership there, and it's like totally every machine, ellipticals. Like, there's even like a pharmacy at the top, man. I know a guy, met him already. Can load you up, man. You can get HGH, roids. Like, we'll be looking like fucking, you know, that I'll really be Romulus, man, by the end of summer.
That actually sounds pretty sick.
Yeah.
Like, just grab your hoverboard, man. I'll meet you downstairs in 5 seconds.
Just $3,000, man. And buy you some roids.
I can probably get that.
What a couple of bros, eh?
Kang and Rom.
Rom. Hey,
good chatting, bud.
Chatting, bud. Tim Tebow looking masks.
Tim Oxford looking masks.
See ya, bye.
See ya, bye.